Welcome to the Postpartum is Forever podcast. My name is Keturah Stoltenberg. I am a mother of two young men and a postpartum doula. This podcast is dedicated to all mothers and is a place to hear honest, relatable conversations with the intention of helping mothers feel seen, heard, supported, and valued. I believe that postpartum is forever and that sharing our stories is a powerful way that we facilitate connection with ourselves, our children, and our community. Thank you for being here. Hello, and welcome to the Postpartum is Forever podcast. My name is Keturah Stoltenberg, mother of two and postpartum doula, and I'm super excited to bring this heart-led podcast to you. I'd like to spend a few minutes explaining how this podcast came to be, what it offers, and how it can benefit you as the listener. My personal motherhood journey began in the year 2000 with the birth of my first son, Ezra, and I went on to birth my second son, Otto, in the year 2006. I have dedicated most of my working life to facilitating the well-being of mothers in the perinatal space, firstly as a massage therapist, and then as a birth doula, and now as a postpartum doula and matrescence educator. I truly believe that postpartum is forever and that motherhood is the most enriching personal development program you will ever embark on. Whilst we may be our child's first teachers, our children really are our greatest teachers. And I have personally learnt more about myself, my highest values, my priorities, and the person that I truly am through and because of being a mother. One of the things that I have consistently noticed over this time is that women who are mothers are both powerful yet vulnerable. I noticed as they entered their motherhood journeys that they were deeply called, firstly, to connect with other mothers, and secondly, to share their stories. However, for many, the opportunities to connect with other mothers, or we could say the village, just does not exist. And I'm not referring to the superficial conversations we have when we're saying a quick hello at the school gate, or the endless discussion we have with our mother's group about our baby's sleep routine, feeding, and reaching developmental milestones. I'm sure you know all about those conversations. What I am referring to is the deeper conversations about how we view ourselves now as mothers, but also as women. What is causing us joy and what is causing us grief? What we are really asking for is a listening ear, a kind face to empathize, or a warm hug to help us reset our nervous system. We need to be able to talk freely and openly about the so-called taboo subjects without guilt or fear of judgment. And that is why I created this podcast, to give mothers a voice to share from the heart the highs and the lows of their mothering experiences, to let go of the mum guilt and not feel ashamed for things that they cannot control, and to offer wisdom and tools to others who might be struggling in their current season of mothering, something we were never designed to do solo. As mothers, we are often isolated, and by this I don't mean living in rural areas. I'm referring to isolation that comes from not feeling emotionally safe to share our real struggles and reflections. And if we are not being held in this way, we can begin to feel empty. And sadly, we often internalize this, wondering if we are the only ones having these feelings around motherhood and if there is something wrong with us. I want you to know that if you are finding parts of mothering hard, you are not alone in these struggles and there is nothing wrong with you. It is hard, and we won't love every aspect of it. At times you may feel less than, but know that you are not failing. It's a failing system with little support. Many women say they feel lost, as if existing between two worlds, as it were, the world that they had known before becoming a mother and the one that they find themselves in now. And this takes time. firstly to understand what we are feeling, then to make sense of, and then adjust to this period that might feel unsettling for a time. So, if you are a woman listening to this podcast because you have birthed a baby, I would like to acknowledge that what you have experienced is huge and that your story matters. I also want to say that it is okay to grieve the loss of the identity you had before becoming a mother. Along with the birth of your baby, you have also been birthed as a mother, and this is whether your baby is live or sleeping, if you experienced pregnancy loss or adopted a child. This is not just for first-time mothers. Each and every time you birth a baby, there is also a birth of you as a mother. What I have also recognized is that there are seasons of motherhood. Some seasons, like the early years, will be all-consuming and perhaps lonely and monotonous. Other seasons might feel lighter, and you might notice more autonomy as you move through your days. This podcast is designed for mothers-to-be, mothers, and those wanting to nurture another mother. It is not just relevant for early postpartum mothers, but mothers of children of any age, to recreate pieces of the village of support that sadly many of us don't have in person. So I invite you to take a little time out of the busyness of each week to tune into this podcast as a way to feel seen in your mothering role, heard in your struggles, and supported through the highs and the lows. The episodes in this podcast will arrive 2 to 3 times per month in the form of warm and sometimes raw conversations with a variety of mothers sharing their personal experiences of pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and motherhood with all its beauty, but also what they have learned through the challenges, struggles, and aha moments, both in the early days of postpartum as well as at every stage. Each month, we will bring at least one episode that offers a conversation with an expert or professional with expertise in the perinatal and women's health space, to inform and educate and bring us strategies and tools to enhance our mothering experience. It is my hope and intention that this podcast will add enrichment and nurturance to your mothering experience, that you will find some resonance in another mother's story, and in doing so, you will offer yourself the same kindness and grace that you so deeply deserve. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and that it offered something helpful to your own mothering experience. If it has left you with any insights or questions, please do reach out via my socials at Motherhood with Keturah. And so that we can get these conversations out to more mothers, I'd be grateful if you could like, share, and review this podcast. And we'll see you next time.